music you just heard is the fight song of Northwestern University in the Big Ten. It's in honor of our next guest, David Braun, who is the head football coach at Northwestern. Full disclosure, Northwestern is my alma mater, and I am a diehard Northwestern fan. Go Cats! As many of you know, before Coach Braun went to Northwestern, he was the defensive coordinator for three seasons at North Dakota State, and the Bison won two national championships in those 3 years. At Northwestern, in his first season, he turned the team around as they went from 1 win to 8 wins, including beating Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl. To nobody's surprise, David Braun was named the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Coach Braun, welcome.
Jim, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on with you. Appreciate it.
No, the honor is all mine. I mean, you have the Fargo connection and the Northwestern connection, and I had to jump at the opportunity to talk to you. So I have watched a number of your news conferences and your interviews, and you constantly refer to your time here in Fargo at North Dakota State. How much did your experience at NDSU influence you in your job at Northwestern?
Oh, in huge ways. You know, Kristen and I, we're really intentional in just how we navigated a decision to leave Fargo. We didn't desire to leave. We loved our time in Fargo. We loved being at North Dakota State. Loved the community. I loved working for Matt Ensign, working with Tyler Roll, and working with Noah Pauley and that entire staff. You know, we weren't going to mess with Happy. It was going to take something really special to pull us away, and an opportunity to work, you know, for Coach Fitz, work in the Big Ten, be really close to my family. You know, our kids are now only an hour and 15 minutes away from their grandparents. You know, coming to Northwestern in a lot of ways was a dream come true, but that doesn't mean that it was easy to leave Fargo, to leave North Dakota State. And I learned so much from being around Matt, from being around Grant Olson, from being around Nick Gazer. You know, so many of the things that, you know, we've implemented here, whether it be on defense or just program wide, have NDSU, you know, flavor all over them.
Obviously, you're the head coach of the Wildcats now, but are you still a Bison at heart?
You know, I'll say, to answer that question directly, yes, absolutely. You know, I grew up in Big Ten country. My dad grew up in Ohio, huge Ohio State fan. It's always been a dream of mine to play in the Big Ten, to coach in the Big Ten. Northwestern was a place that, you know, I was drawn to for many, many years. I feel so fortunate to be in the current role that I'm in. But North Dakota State will always have a really special place in my heart. And in our family's heart, you know, I mean, I've told this story to other people before, Jim, but our 7-year-old, you know, when we told the boys that we were moving, he immediately teared up, and his first question out of his mouth was, "Dad, does this mean that I don't get to play for the Bison when I grow up?"
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that little guy.
How did you answer that?
We told him of buddy, of course that doesn't mean that you can't play for the Bison when you grow up. I mean, both our boys will be at youth camp this summer. I mean, Kristen's bringing them back to Fargo to come to youth camp, you know, at North Dakota State. It's something they had done for the previous years while we were there. And last summer, it didn't work out with my wife being, you know, 7 months pregnant and everything that was going on. But our boys will be back up there for youth camp and hanging out with their buddies and getting coached by the Bison football players. It'll forever be a community that we hope to be close with many, many people in the Fargo community for years to come.
That's fantastic to hear. So at Northwestern, if ever there was a person thrown into the fire, it was you. Not only did you take over a team that only won one game the previous season, but the team was in the middle of a hazing scandal. How did you turn the team and the program around?
You know, I think a lot of the things that led to our success this past fall, Jim, were things, you know, I mean, some of it, in my opinion, is reflective of the way that the program has been built for many years, just recruiting young men of character and substance and guys that love the game of football. I think there was a lot of things that, you know, over the course of spring ball, there was improvements, you know, on both sides of the ball, and young guys were developing. And everything that happened in the transition and over the summer into August into September had so much to do with just, you know, keeping this group together. And I think what it really did is, as we all know, hard times are a great, revealer of character. And I think what showed is the character of our football team. 103 guys that could have left and gone in the transfer portal decided to stay, decided to pull together, decided to persevere together through ups and downs throughout the season. And I think our group really embodied what team football looks like, you know, playing in all three phases, playing for the guys in that locker room, serving a greater purpose than self. And, you know, those are things that have been trademarks in Northwestern football for a long, long time. We need to ensure in a crazy landscape of evolving college football that we stay true to that moving forward. And they clearly are also foundational pillars of what has built the North Dakota State program. So I think, you know, the transition for our family from North Dakota State to Northwestern, there's so many parallels there that we're proud to be associated with.
Was there any one special memory or moment of the past season where you knew things were clicking and things were falling into place and you got this, you know, things are going in the right direction?
Yeah, you know, the Minnesota win was really special in terms of the comeback in the fourth quarter. I think that one's kind of like an easy answer. But to be honest with you, I think, you know, and this is certainly further down the road, but I think it was a really neat example, you know, when we played at Wisconsin, there was just a certain attitude of our group. Our offense came out clicking, you know, in the first half, played good, sound, fundamental defense. It took all three phases, but you know, that was the first road win that Northwestern football had experienced in a long, long time. I don't know what the exact, you know, length that had been, but I think that was just kind of this clarity that this team had matured, it had grown up. And we were really catching our stride, our ability to go into Madison, win on the road, play all three phases. And then we go on the following week, find a way to win at home against Purdue, go on the road and win in a very different way. There was a shootout. There's points all over the place. But this team just found so many different ways to win. But that Wisconsin win was definitely one that I was proud of, just the way that our guys stepped up and found a way to win in a hostile environment.
Well, it was a great, great win. What is the difference between coaching at the FCS level, where North Dakota State is, compared to the Big Ten?
Yeah, that's a great question. Coaching, honestly, you know, great young men at North Dakota State, great young men at Northwestern. You're dealing with a lot of similarities in terms of the types of young men you're getting an opportunity to pour into and work with. The coaching is very similar. In a lot of ways, it's the same. The difference is all the stuff on the periphery, you know, some of the recruiting, much larger staff at a Power Five institution like Northwestern, especially in the head coach's role. You know, I'm learning that, you know, my opportunity to coach and opportunity around football, I hold those opportunities dearly, because at times it feels like they're few and far between with some of the other logistical things that go on throughout the day. With everything that's, you know, navigating and transfer portal, NIL, you know, just some of the things that, you know, come across my desk as a head coach. And it's very different than what I was experiencing a couple years ago as a defensive coordinator at North Dakota State.
Our guest is Northwestern head football coach David Braun, former defensive coordinator at North Dakota State University. We have to take a break now. When we come back, we'll hear more from Coach Braun right after this. We'll be right back. Afternoons Live. Jim Shaw, your guest host, till 5 p.m. right here on the mighty 790 KFGO. Our guest is Northwestern head football coach David Braun, former defensive coordinator at NDSU for three seasons. Coach Braun, how is Northwestern's football team looking for next season?
We're excited. You know, we just had our fourth spring practice this morning. You know, we have some guys coming back off of injury on the offensive line and some depth issues to take care of there, which, you know, we're hard at work at through developing the guys on our team and through recruiting, but excited about that group's development right now under Coach O'Boyle. You know, really excited about the competition that's going on at quarterback. You know, a lot of depth returning at tight end, wide receiver, and running back. And, you know, defensively, an area of our team that was a huge question mark last year, going into last year, our defensive line has really become a strength. Excited about that group. Veterans coming back in the linebacker group and a really youthful secondary that is growing up here over spring. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, there's no one in the Big Ten that's going to expect us to be able to compete with the big boys, and we're okay with that. We embrace the underdog title at Northwestern, but I'm excited about this group. We came back off of spring break on Monday, and I've never been around a group that was so excited to get back to football after a long spring break from this group. They're hungry, they're motivated, they're a great group to coach. We're excited about next season.
Terrific. Now, I know you cannot comment on this, but Northwestern fans, NDSU fans, and UND fans would all be very happy if a certain quarterback from South Dakota State transferred to Northwestern. I'll just leave it there. Let me move on to something else. How challenging, and you touched upon this a little, how challenging is coaching when you're dealing with things like the transfer portal and NIL fees? I'm guessing it's just made coaching so much more difficult to get players, keep players, and now pay players.
Yeah, it's really unique. I mean, things are changing rapidly. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I think there's so many similarities between Northwestern, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, teams that have really thrived at the FCS level, you know, as developmental programs, you know, programs that pride themselves on recruiting young men out of high school, developing them over the course of 4 or 5 years. And, you know, in this new current landscape, that's becoming harder and harder to do. And the frustrating part for coaches, Jim, is, you know, not only has it become harder and harder to do, but it's also when you do have to be in the market for transfers, it's really difficult to navigate that space, because at Northwestern and NDSU and institutions, you know, like South Dakota State, you're going to do things the right way. You're only going to recruit young men that have gone into the transfer portal. You know, that's not always the case in the landscape of college football right now. In a lot of ways, it's become the wild, wild west. And, you know, at the end of the day, it provides an opportunity for us to really, you know, root back into our values as a program, make sure that we're doing it the right way, doing it the young men in our program right by creating great relationships and pouring into them and helping them develop. And the beautiful thing about the game of football, it's still the ultimate team sport. And you can acquire all the talent in the world, but if you don't have a good team, if you don't have guys that play hard and play together, it's going to be, you may win some games, but you're not going to win any championships. And to be honest with you, Jim, I think the critical piece moving forward for places like Northwestern is we're going to have to recruit the right young men that value a Northwestern degree, that love football, and really, really work our butts off to support NIL to ensure that we retain those young men, that we keep them here so that they can complete their degree here and that they play their best college football as Wildcats.
Right. And you cannot recruit every good athlete out there, because they have to be good students who are capable of keeping up with the rigorous curriculum at Northwestern. I remember how many hours I spent studying, and it was quite a shock compared to high school.
Yeah, no, it's you're 100% right. I mean, it takes a pretty special young man to be a good fit for Northwestern for so many reasons. And you know, it's that's one of the things that makes being at Northwestern so unique and makes us all proud to be a part of this staff.
I cannot help, and maybe you have too, but look ahead to the 2025 season when Northwestern will play at USC. The new assistant head coach at Southern Cal, as you know, is Matt Entz, the former head coach at North Dakota State and your former boss. What's it going to be like coaching against Matt Entz?
You know what? I've done it a couple times before in my years at UNI when he was a defensive coordinator at North Dakota State. I've known Coach since I was 17 years old. You know, played for him at Winona State. You know, he will always be family more than anything. Opportunity to work for him at North Dakota State for 4 years was a dream come true. Learned so much from him, continue to learn so much from him. But the one thing I'll say that, you know, is I know it's true of him is the two of us are the ultimate competitors as well. So it'll be great to see him and Brenda, but I know both of us will be working our tails off to create every opportunity for our teams to be, victorious on Saturday. And I was sad to see him leave Fargo, but I'm also really excited to see what's on the horizon for him and Brenda and their opportunity at USC.
Well, I'd love to see you beat him. I was at the Rose Bowl game way back when Northwestern made it and Pat Fitzgerald was a star linebacker, although he broke his leg and couldn't play. And we had that game against USC, and frankly, I thought there was a bad call on a fumble against Musso. Clearly, I've gotten over it, but I would like to see us get some revenge because I thought we were really classy out there, and we had USC outnumbered, and we should have won that game. So I'm just saying, not to put any pressure on you.
So, no, the thing I'll add is I think, you know, in this crazy world that we're experiencing in college sports, I think that's something that has us all really motivated. This new Big Ten is going to be as competitive as ever. A lot of people don't expect us to be able to compete with the likes of you know, teams like USC and, you know, in incredible circumstances like that and a challenge. You know, there's opportunities created that I know we're really all really excited to embark on that challenge, and it'll certainly be a big one. But you know, the Big Ten certainly isn't getting any easier, and we got to continue to grow as a program. We're excited for that opportunity.
I wish we had time to talk about the four new teams coming in, but we are out of time. You got 15 seconds. Do you have any message to any friends or relatives who are still in Fargo who might be listening?
You know, I would tell everyone associated with North Dakota State, North Dakota State 8 Athletics, and the entire community of Fargo and West Fargo, how much the Braun family misses everyone and appreciates our time up there. It is years that we will forever remember.
Coach Braun, thanks so much for your time. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you. I wish you continued great success, and go Cats.
Go Cats. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.